was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare...
Hey, welcome back, folks. Resurrect the Republic. Dirty Uncle Sam. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN with Ken Dose tonight. Oh, a pleasure. I love exposing the public to more and more information to empower them. This is
thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. So, anyway, we were briefly discussing Payday Monsanto and his song. The song is called "Call Me When You Are Free," and it.
He might be waiting for a long time if we don't wake up.
I know. So anyway, I don't want to get off topic here. You know, we have folks like a friend of mine who's also goes by the name of Ken Scott, and his family were paying the mortgage apparently at their house in Colorado. They were paid up to date, and there was some shenanigans with, I guess, the either landlord, homeowner, I don't know the full story, but what ended up happening, a SWAT team evicted them. And I mean, it, like, groped and searched young girls, and it was, I mean, they did have a female officer, but I mean, they came with an MRAP, with AR-15s, fully geared up. This is not, you know.
Against homeowners, come on, seriously?
Yes, sir.
This is happening all the time, though. I hear it seems like it's increasing. I know people from Texas. Same thing happened to them a week or so back, and up in Washington as well. I mean, this is happening more and more. But I think that it's happening because they're getting afraid. I think that they're starting to get worried. But still, these are ordinary consumers, homeowners with kids. I mean, come on, SWAT team, seriously?
Yes, sir.
But that, you know what? They were seen as belligerents, though, because going back to that incompetent minor aspect, if we put up too much of a fight or say the wrong thing, we're considered belligerents.
Yeah, and it was even, I mean, what makes matters worse is that they had somebody who was either renting a room, I don't know how that was working or something. I don't even know. I don't know all the details. But he had personal items that were valuable, shall we say. I don't want to disclose too much information. But and all of their stuff, their clothing, and you're talking about babies. They basically gave them two sets of clothes and asked her, you know, can you drive? No, I can't drive. So, and there was a car in the driveway, but I didn't know whose it was. I watched the video. It was horrible. Horrible. I mean,
that's
there was
terrible.
Just no...
I mean, to think that people can even do that and how they could sleep with themselves at night is beyond me. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Can I kind of give it to you their way? I have a way of looking at things from both sides. They basically have people... This was an inheritance issue. There's a family and a group of heirs that are working on this, but they also had a young baby involved. That's why I keep going back to the kids. They had a young baby that was involved that didn't have a birth certificate, so he wasn't even alive either. They're trying to take that property. It's unclaimed property.
Yep.
None of the people there, even though they know about the life issue, have filed the proper paperwork, to my knowledge, because this knowledge was coming out while this was happening, and he is watching. But what happened is you have... Pardon?
No, go ahead.
You have, in their eyes, an incompetent minor raising and screaming and fighting, and you've got one of those crazy kids, so you've got to put them in chains, and they literally did. They put an ankle bracelet on his ankle, and, you know, they've thrown him in jail a couple of times and let him out, and he's staying in hotels, and people are helping him out, and they're doing everything they can. Everybody's wanting to help and wanting to do things. The other side was born into it just like we were. They got into this and figured this out. They couldn't talk about it because if you even talked about Agenda 21 two or three years ago, you were a, you know, out-and-out nutter. Well, they couldn't talk about it, so they're stuck in the system just like we are. So, of course, they're fearful we're going to find out. The key thing that's missing in this is the honor and the not going out and screaming, oh, you're the bad guy or I'm the bad guy and making everything. You got to go in with a cool head. You've got to go in it with the proper paperwork. You've got to do the right thing. And the thing I've been telling people is sometimes someone's going to sit in jail for a while, and it's not pleasant, and you don't like it. Sometimes a child is going to be taken away for a while, and if they touch that child, beware, because that family is going to claim that child. That is their property, not these little politicians or administrators.
Right.
What's
right.
going
I mean,
on is... Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
What's going on is this is a system everybody's figuring out. We've got little bits of information, and when we find this all out, we've got to have the cool hot head on our side, because they're going to be upset because they have so much fraud and so much going on, and yes, there were bad people.
And
there
and
are a lot of people that were... Huh?
And that's what the importance of going in at this inequity is. Because if you go at this inequity, what you're doing is you're going in there non-belligerent, and you're going in there, you're almost being conciliatory. You're saying, listen, I know I come here sophisticated with knowledge, as I am told under Black's Law 8, which speaks to the remainders and speaks to, paraphrasing here, but to the degree of I'm with knowledge now, and there's two classes, one's with knowledge and sophistication, one's with not, and when those become with sophistication and knowledge, they can take their remainders. And so what you're doing is you're going into... getting an in-camera with the judge as a chancellor and saying, listen, you know, we know what's going on now, and you can almost kind of threaten them to some degree by saying, you know, that we don't want to expose state secrets, because we don't want to be belligerent, and that's really what we're doing. If we put all this stuff out there just in full force, we would be
right.
seen as, we would be violating trade secrets. And the judge is going to violate his oath because he has acted inappropriately. So it's basically, okay, let's go ahead and settle this thing. Let us go ahead and do our administrative processes, go ahead and get our certifications and authentications, and everybody goes away happy. Now, of course, what's going to happen there, everybody wants to get the banks. Everybody wants to nail the banks. But guess what's going to happen here? The banks are going to start eating themselves at that point in time. We're going to turn the banks on each other.
Right. We're claiming
by turning our backs on them. And that's one thing that's just taken me. And I still fight with this, because there's a lot of times I still do get angry about the banks. And I just get so disgusted with when I hear stories like you say about SWAT teams. You know, it's something that just runs through you, and it's hard not to get upset by that. But at the same time, though, what better... I don't want to say revenge, but what better remedy is there than going into equity, finding your remedy through administrative process, through your private trust, through your living man and woman, and walking out proud, tall, and just screw them.
Could I potentially answer that question? You said what better
yes.
revenge? The only better revenge that I could think of that I'd rather we didn't have to resort to would be an oak tree, a rope, and a grand jury.
Right. Well, you know, it's we can go at this at the outlaw side once we prove our life, but it's too big of a fight for you or me to take on individually.
I know.
Anna's working on some things, getting some big attorneys involved, and let them go after the class actions and whatnot. And if we all go into equity, and we all go in under the guise of peace and inequity to our administrative processes, then you're going to right there. It's going to turn them on their heads. They're not going to know what the hell to do. And what they're going to do is they're going to eat each other, because now all of a sudden they're going to be suing the hell out of each other now. And who's going to be stuck in the middle? Our lovely friends, the bar attorneys, who set this whole damn thing up.
Yeah. You know, a minor vision of that is watching now. It's rather funny watching the Marxists of the '60s watching the neo-Marxists of the years this decade turn around and watches them eating their own tail. It would be similar to watch the banks do the same, and probably even more enjoyable.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, one thing I gotta say this because it drives me nuts is when people say when you hear, oh, there's no straw man. I see the Secretary of State now. I've come out with some literature on their websites that, you know, deem us as anybody who talks about the straw man is a sovereign lunatic, so on and so forth. First of all, I don't like the word. We got to change that word. We got to get rid of the word straw man. Let's use our legal fiction or our corporate personality or something else. But second of all, yes, the straw man does exist. He does exist. You know why? Because they're doing the same thing to us, stealing our rights away from us and our property away from us, and they're doing it by just posting and pledging collateral up to the DTC, which is trades every single day in securities and borrowing transactions. So if we stepped into the shoes where we should be, we're doing the same thing.
Well, simply oversimplifying.
Pardon me?
Oversimplifying this, just to explain it for a second. Imagine if 10 of us went out into the wilderness, and three of the women with us gave birth to a child, and we gave that child a Christian name. There's no shenanigans going on in their name. Now, they have that name that establishes that whole menagerie of activity within this system, and obviously there is something that is called. Now, it's a corporation that's created, and it's created in a name. Well, whether you want to call it straw man or corporate fiction or whatever else you want to call it, I like how they do the name attack, but here's another thing that they've attacked on, the very same people. On the MIAC report, the same thing, Sovereign Citizen Warner, you know, they're putting out they're trying to control the narrative like they did with the JFK assassination.
Right.
And they put out there this narrative of these sovereign citizens, and these people believe that the United States went bankrupt in 1933. This is on the congressional record, but they twist the truth into conspiracy theory and then posit that conspiracy theory of what people know as fact, and these people that know the facts then get smeared. It's just so simply obvious to anyone who does any research, but people don't fact check these days. So, you know,
Right. You know, and it's, I remember when I first started coming out with this about 4 years ago, I got butchered as a lunatic. But, you know, when I talk to people about this, I try to be, you know, as simple as I can, without throwing out too much to bite off. And my final line is, I'll show you the evidence. Look for yourself. I'll walk you down the path. And all you got to do is look. It's there's no conspiracy here. There's only truth.
Absolutely. And once we get this truth out, it's going to stop a lot of hurt and a lot of harm that's been going on. And
yes,
I hope we can get it out. And with it being tested in court, do you want to talk any at all about your court case yet, or do you want to leave that for a later date?
I want to leave that for a later date until we get that gel a little bit. I think we're going to do quite well with it. As I said, you know, the judge is going to be put into a position that he's going to be pretty uncomfortable. He's not going to want to. He's certainly not going to want to deal with this case in the at-law side and at the inequity side, the probate. He doesn't really have a shot in hell, really, because all you've got to do is prove your administrative processes. So this is going to be something that I believe is going to be very mechanical as time goes by and in relative short time as well. If you're in foreclosure right now, stop defending foreclosure. First of all, stand up and say there's no debt. There is none. And then file a motion to get it dismissed for lack of capacity, because the judge does not have the capacity to make judicial ruling in matters that are all decided administratively and out of the light of the day. And as such, you have every right, due process, equal protection, First Amendment, to exercise and exhaust your administrative remedies. So what the hell are we doing in court? And secondly, we're in an improper venue. This has nothing to do with real property whatsoever. And you can point to the record everybody else's abandonment of estate to clearly show that this has nothing to do with real property. This has to do with the estate. So what the hell are we doing in trial court when we should be in probate? So there's a lot of things that you can do and start doing to start pushing yourself away from these judges. And, you know, You know, some people say, the judge is not going to listen, And no, the judges are going to listen. Some are going to be reluctant about it, and maybe a couple won't, and I think you'll even have a couple that will say, it's about time you figured it out. But I think that, we were lambs to slaughter for 8 years, or however long foreclosures have been taking place, about 8 years, 8, 9 years now. I mean, we literally were lambs to slaughter. And we went in there arguing, change the title, and all this stuff to a fabricated reality that doesn't even freaking exist. So when you hit these guys with facts and you start laying this foundation that's backed by their own words, what are they going to do?
Right. And you're actually not putting the judge on the hot seat, so to speak. What you're doing is actually putting the bank on the hot seat. The judge.
Well, you're giving the judge a way out, actually.
Exactly. When you give that judge a way out, things are going to... it's the maximum of law. Show the remedy. If you can show that
it gets a little bit more complicated than that, because you've got the whole private side, but then you got the whole public side. And that's right. Where the state kind of is not with the cleanest of hands, because they've incorporated these internal affairs or these corporate charters that feed off of revenues off of our foreclosures. And they get revenues off of our foreclosures. So the state's not exactly with clean hands here. On the other hand, the attorney general, they know what's going on as well. They will act. And they will, according to, and I've read it, I've studied it in the administrative code, backwards and forwards, and to just, I'm curious to try this out, too. The attorney generals, they will remedy a person's harms and damages caused by fraudulent trade practices, which is what this really is, an identity theft, for natural persons, but not proprietorships or partnerships. So what does that tell you? That tells you that you got to get rid of the corporation. You got to separate it. You got to be a nine-joinder. And then
right. The
attorney general will help you.
Oh, that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. And he will, because now you're going to go to the attorney general, and you're going to say, and I see this in a lot of different instances, in probate, in gifts to charitable gifts of land to the state. You can contest any one of us can contest it, but we have to do it with our status corrected. And then once we do that, then the attorney general will help us. I remember I have a state legislator friend of mine, and a couple years ago. John Kroger was still in Oregon, Attorney General, and Keith Ivanovich was his chief of staff. Me and Lou sat down with Keith a couple of times and poured through this stuff. And I would bother Keith every now and then, just ring him on the phone and kind of pester him. And he really, really, really wanted to help, but he couldn't. And he could if he would have been forthright with me and pulled me aside, but he couldn't. And I understand why now. It's like this little secret that's like, nah, I know, and you don't type bull crap, that we have to learn.
Like they're sworn to secrecy, or harm will come to them, and they have to keep quiet.
Well, in some respects, if everybody went and did this tomorrow, started doing this tomorrow, then we would be in big trouble. I mean, then we would be in huge trouble, because it's like doing a run on the bank. But I think in measured doses, this is just going to kind of assimilate its way into the economy. I don't think the economy is going to crash. I don't think that we're going to bring down the banks or anything. I don't really want to bring down the banks. The system that they have in place is beautiful. It's just that they screwed us out of it. But once we step into our rightful shoes, then let it work for us.
I don't know if I'm sold on the system that they built was beautiful or not. I've watched these bankers for 200 years, and the research that we've done cause...
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's a good system in that respect. I'm saying the benefit system, the way the system does work for us, if we're in that position. But they've done, of course, they've done everything they can to make us the commodity and make us the slave. So, in that respect, burn them all. But as far as the money is concerned, what they're doing,
you.
We're not dealing with money. There's no money. What are we dealing with? We're dealing with book entries.
Yep. Yep.
That's all we're dealing with.
Fiction, really, in a way.
Huh?
Fiction, in a way. I mean, really.
Well, it really is. It really is. I mean, there's really no... The only value that is on anything is whatever these yutzes can market and get a rating on and then sell it for. I mean, that's what all this debt is. All this debt is, it's worth it. It's nothing there, for God's sakes. And that's the problem with the world. And there's no, where's the manufacturing? Where's the, there's nothing there anymore because everything's being done by these underhanded schemes, if you will, that's packaging up a pile of air and putting a price on it and selling it.
And that's why they're trying to go after our true assets, our blood and our land.
Yes.
Back themselves up.
Well, the land is their only way, means of liquidity. They got to have liquidity somewhere. That's only liquidity. As far as our labor and our guardedly cooperation. That's their term, not mine. It's designed that way because there is no mortgage. What it is, it's a lease to a future repayment. It's not a present day transaction, it's a future day transaction, and that future day transaction is the one that's profitable. So yeah, they're beating us down. That's why you see servicers act the way they do, or you see these people that come throw people out of their houses act the way they do, because they're after that golden lockbox once they kick your butt out of there. It's disgusting.
Here, I agree with that. So this biological property that has been built upon this is, you know, you remember back to I always lean back to Colonel Mandel House and that process through and the New Deal and the rise of what seems to be radical communists. I mean, we have the Saul Alinsky bunch. He was instructed by gangsters. His favorite people in the world were gangsters. Clinton did her paper on him, by the way. And these people, these are the type of people now that rose up from within the system, and now are being used as puppets by these banksters. And I was listening to a clip earlier today, going back to one of the former Weather Undermen. Our underground, the Democratic Students for a Democratic Society and all those people, and they were talking about rounding up Americans and re-educating them to this new progressive communist mindset. A lot of these administrative codes, this administrative law, Lori points out that the schools, the districts, this is looking a little frightening to us. Where does this all tie together with that?
Oh, Common Core. Don't get me started on Common Core. I hate Common Core.
My daughter's a junior,
and she lives for these damn tests, these standards tests. It's like, if you learned anything, they don't learn nothing. It drives me nuts.
Fiduciary that you had on the data, if you can go over that a little bit. You had posted it, I believe, yesterday. Can you go over that a little bit? That you had a couple pages you had put on your Facebook page, and it was talking about data, and it actually has a fiduciary that they've assigned to the, quote, air hockey six person that can go in and manage that data for the person. And I thought that was quite amazing that you had found that piece of paper, because that's Common Core right there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all has to do with user access. And it all has to do with, because any of these electronic signatures, they're not really signing our signature to them. They're kind of taking our electronic version of our signature and putting it on there as if we're the issuer in principle, and as if we're the ones that are instigating this. In those respects, you've got everything operates by licenses, and of course everything acts by quotas. And when you deal with education, when you're dealing with prisons, when you're dealing with anything where there's people involved, there's always going to be monies involved and fees involved, and everything that's signed, everything that, even down to the birth certificates, down at the county, They sell those off. I mean, you look at, you open up your code, your state code, you look at the administrative code, or the, even the statutes, and they can sell them. So they're selling anything that has a signature on it. So of course they're going to use us as commodities in any way they can, because if they have a greater share of us, what do they get? More bonuses, more compensation. It's so slanted. I mean, everything's about profit. Everything's about money. It's about control. It's about electronics, fiduciaries. It's all based on our signatures that they've converted into these digital certificates, and that's how everything transfers. When we're dealing with certificates, when we think of certificates of stock, and so on and so forth. The controlling factor here that really instigates all this and really moves this stuff is the certifications that they're pushing through the administrative process.
You know, one of the things I've told people going forward is, you know, until they figure out the process of how to do exactly what it is you're talking about, stop giving your signature away. Just stop. I mean, like parents that go into school, do they realize what they're signing, what they're agreeing to? Now, the law says that they have to enroll them into school. There's no law that states that they have to, they must put their signature on a contract and agree to anything, though.
Right. That's right. Well, it doesn't really even matter if you do or don't, because they'll put one on for you anyhow. I mean, how many people, just going back to mortgage loans for instance, for a minute, how many people out there agreed to allow their tangible paper documents and their signatures to be converted to an electronic form? I don't think anybody did.
Good point.
I mean, I know that I walked out of closing because I didn't want electronic signatures. No. I want nothing to do with this. I want paper documents. So I walked out and had to come back 2 days later to get paper documents. Well, guess what? They converted it anyhow. And now they've got, and that's interesting you bring up about these identifiers and electronics and these signature blocks, because these signature blocks, again, it goes back to proof of life, and it goes back to not having control of our minor child, who likes to act up all the time, because they're using these to file fake documents of all sorts. I mean, you go into the passports. My God, they're using our signatures to immigrate us and send us overseas for a couple years and then bring us back again. Why? For tax purposes, for tax evasion. And we don't even know none of this crap's going on. The master death, death poll or death file for the Social Security. My God, the attorneys have access to those documents. You know what's in those documents? It's our entire record. All our assets, all our annuities are sitting in there, but we're considered dead. We're not really dead, of course, but it's a temporary file for Social Security that they're using so that they can exploit us further. It's disgusting. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. It's all information, and it's all because we don't understand that this is what you see in the real world is not the real world. It functions through data and information and flow of information and how we control our minor, how we control our person.
And the little kids out there think people like us are crazy. And I call those little kids the incompetent ones.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. We grew up in a different time. You know, we grew up when I remember a wall phone is, for God's sake. I remember playing kickball. I remember not, you know, having to worry about my mom going to scream at me because I didn't give her a phone call 3 hours ago and I was supposed to call and I couldn't find a payphone. You know, these kids nowadays,
I remember those days.
they're raised on this this technology and automation. I mean, it amazes me how willing they are to give away their personal identity through Snapchat and all this. It's, my God, what happened? Remember 1984? Where's that? I don't
know. You know, there were some that said that they would embrace it. We got to go to break.
It's going to destroy us, and it is destroying us.
Yes,
but,
it is.
Well, we'll be take it back. It's not destroying us, because I do feel that we're going to turn this around. I know we are.
Well, we have to. We got to go for a break. We'll be right back, folks. Resurrect Republic. Dirty Uncle Sam. We come back. We have a caller on the line. See you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website. by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Shown your genetic disease, you're parasitical prone, you could never be pleased. Everywhere you've gone, you've been treated for fleas. It's time to de-louse the house, we don't need none of these. Arming themselves to the T's while taking Americans' guns, and all the time they're having so much fun. Just take a look what they done. Just take a look, just take a and look what they done.
They took the gold from Gaddafi and the petrol from Hussein, playing God with Assad's democratic regime.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam's Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We got a bunch of callers on the line here, I think. Or we lost one. Ken in Michigan. Ken, you're on.
Good evening, guys. I apologize if it's a little noisy on the first.
Okay.
My question is, I was reading a bill or a law that they passed here in Michigan, and it's about a new, like, field sobriety test. And the one part that stuck out at me that I didn't quite understand is they kept calling it a peace officer, which they're not, can arrest you in whole or in part. I got what the in whole part means. What is the in part?
In part.
I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't know what the impart would be.
Take your straw man away?
Well, they are going to put a bond on you, a warrant on you. So it has something to do with that, but in part, it doesn't, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one.
No, I'll look into it, though.
They're not going to take you in part, they're going to take you in whole.
I was wondering if they could get on the side of the road,
if you have one, sniff your driver's license and call it, void.
I don't know. Send me what you have on that at rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com.
Yeah,
Let me check that out.
Okay, yeah, because this was something I saw off of Facebook. And then I looked into it, and it's actually quite real. I'll send you what I have, and we'll talk.
Yeah, I'd like to check that out.
Okay. About a New Shield sobriety test for the marijuana, because it's medically legal here in Michigan, but there's a... something on the ballot to make it recreational this November, and it's ahead of all of the, it looks like they're trying to block, everything that we want so that they can still make their money.
No, of course.
Absolutely.
It's what it's always been about.
I'm surprised they haven't taken over the industry yet.
Yeah, right? I'm surprised they're not operating the greenhouses. That's what our founders did, for Pete's sake.
Well, it's all they did to him. Order, they still do.
Yeah, they still do in other countries like Afghanistan. Haven't you seen the Marines walking in the poppy fields? Don't get me started.
Thank you guys for all your help. And Tom, I'll get in touch with you.
Thank you. I look forward to it. We have also Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you with us? I don't think Mike is with us. Yeah, we might have lost him. All right. Well, folks, if you want to call in, feel free to call in. Sorry if I made you wait a little bit there. We were into a very good conversation. Feel free to call in if you'd like. That was an interesting question that I don't know anything about. I have to check into that. Yeah. So where do we go from here? What is the solution that we can give to our audience? Something that they can work towards. Where can we send them any information that will lead us out? Maybe lead us to the promised land.
Well, a lot's coming out. You can go to my page, my Facebook page. You go to Anna's Facebook page. Anna's, as a result of what we did up in Alaska, she's working on putting a team together, which is coming together very nicely. And I understand that Gene Keating will be involved in this as well. And for anybody who knows Gene Keating, he's on the contract side of this. So we've got attorneys on Texas who are... still readying a mass joinder. Anna's, I believe, going to be firing up class actions. And as far as our side is concerned, our party is concerned, we have to educate ourselves. This is something that it's hard to educate somebody on this because you have to. It's almost have to step into it yourself.
Yes.
So that you can understand it. It's spiritual to some degree, but it's also kind of just basically saying, looking in the mirror and saying, what the hell? I've been lied to for years. Everything I thought was real and true and factual is a bunch of BS, and get rid of it. And I think that's one of the hardest things for people to do. Some people won't be able to do that. And that's, I think that's the first step to realize that, that you've been lied to. And nobody likes that. I think once people get past that, and they realize that, and they stop looking at the world in a different manner, And you have to start educating yourself as far as the issues that are pertinent, which are these life-death issues, which are the authentications to the birth certificates, and which is trust and equity. These are things that we need to start educating ourselves on, becoming familiar with. Now, we've got, as you mentioned, we've got a filing, and it's being tested now. that next couple of days, next week, we should have a good idea of where that sits. These forms and processes will become more and more refined as we go along. We feel very confident about it. I mean, real confident about it. We feel that we've got these, we basically have the system backed up against the corner, essentially, to where there's no way that we're, where for years we were trying to scratch anywhere to get any kind of a surface to beat these guys in court. And now there's going to be all kinds of things. It's a brand new world. I think we're headed that way. It's not going to happen overnight, but I think it's going to happen relatively fast.
No, I pray so.
So basically, that's very optimistic on my part. The first thing we need to do is get that authenticated live birth certificate.
Yes.
State Vital Statistics Office.
Everybody's got to start doing that. I mean, it's going to take a while to do that. Everybody start doing that. And then now there's more steps that have to be undertaken here. Once you get past all that, you've got to get a passport. You've got to file your SS-4 and SS-5. So there's steps there to take in so far as making yourself private and pulling yourself, terminating your residency. But we're ways from that yet. I mean, you're a few months down the road. Get the birth certificates first. That's the number one issue.
And that's one of the reasons why we want to keep having you on, so we can keep going through this. And these are processes that people have already done. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to harass you. You are not going to get thrown in jail for them. That's exactly
right. As long as you don't mean a judge. Yeah. Don't do that.
Right.
Don't do that. No, nobody's. You may have a clerk or something, somebody give you a hard time on it, but it's just a clerk. I know. Now here's one thing. A friend of mine in Texas, this just tells you that they are getting nervous. They are seeing that we're getting closer to them. And I feel bad for her, though, but she's very strong, and she'll get her house back. But she went down. She was born in the same county where she lives, and she went down to get her birth certificate. And she got grilled by the clerk down there. And what do you want it for? What do you need it for? What is it for the bank? And it's none of your business. I just need, just do what I'm asking you to do. And within hours of doing that, now she was on appeal. And within hours of doing that, a lower court judge had jumped in, signed a writ of execution, and had her tossed out of her house 2 days later. Mm-hmm. And it was all because she started this birth certificate thing. And they, you know why they did that? They did it for one reason. They're clearing their accounts. They're clearing
Wow.
their accounts. Because once you get that all sewn up, then you can freeze their accounts, then they're stuck. So what they did was they cleared all their annuities, they opened up the golden lockbox, and they took off with it.
That's okay, they've got records.
Yeah, well, no, they won't.
Well,
they won't find those because it's on the private side. When she brings it back into probate, those will be long gone.
Yeah,
that's okay though. That's okay though because remember, once she takes control of it, she'll be fine because she'll be drawing credits in from the securities and borrowing on her property, and she'll be fine. But they'll get away. But they won't get away for long because they'll be eating each other. And they will.
That would be nice.
You know, you got to. The bar attorneys here, just scumbuckets. I mean, they just really are. I mean, it's really, if you want to really get a distaste in your mouth for these people, open up the your state code section of the Model Business Corporate Act, and that is the playbook for all of this that's going on. It's the administration of how all this is going on and how they're recharacterizing us for tax statuses. They're shipping us overseas and shipping us back, and how they're manipulating all the information so the directors get off scot-free, and this and that and everything. And here we are. So wait a second here.
You mean it's a slave trade that they don't need the vessels anymore, and they don't need to chain anybody to decks?
No, I don't have to chain anybody. All you do is put in a different section of the code and just let the model play out, and they got you.
Wow.
And that's what I think. That's one of the things that we should be irritated with is the fact that, and this is very true. One of the things when you're going to court or you're dealing with anything with court is you want to make sure that you say, hey, wait a second here.
Yeah.
I was incompetent. I'm a minor incompetent, so I really lack capacity at all to even enter into a legal agreement, especially this kind of legal agreement, because this is so sophisticated and so above my knowledge level, and it's not for my fault. It's because you SOBs concealed it from me. There's
yes,
no
sir.
Way that I could have ever known.
That's not all they concealed. They've been doing that for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
God. So
oh, yeah.
we do have a couple more callers that jumped on. We have Ed in Kentucky. Ed, you're on.
Hello, brother. How are you?
Good, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hello, Laura. Hello, Ken. How you doing? By the way, it's ironically you had Ken on and Laura on right after UK gets their sovereignty back.
Yeah.
Are you trying to give us a message here?
Well, you know, maybe.
I know you, Tom. I know you want to keep it up. I love it.
I know. We got to keep up the pressure.
But don't give up the idea of the oak tree and a good hemp rope.
And don't forget the grand jury.
In the grand jury, yeah. We can't forget the grand jury.
Yes, sir.
You come out like, why are we doing? We know they're going to be a tree to just bang the suckers.
Yes, sir. Okay, you have a question for our guest?
I am an adopted person. I do have a copy of my notarized birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing, what I asked before. Technically, I would not lose my VA benefits and my Social Security?
No, you won't at all. You won't at all. What you're doing is you're giving them up, but you're securing them through the private trust with your attached to your treasury account. And you won't have to worry about any of that ever again, because you are actually tapping into the real straw man that actually exists, and that is the accounts that everything's you're entitled to. It falls underneath that, but of course when you make yourself private, you've got to push away Social Security, you got to push away VA, you got to push away your driver's license, all that stuff. You got to push away because you want to be totally private, and once you get that set up. Then to coin a term that seems to be going around our group is you're basically living off a white card, which is a credit card, which is your account. That's how we'll live, and that's exactly what they're doing. This is exactly what they've done to us. What they've done to us is they've taken a credit card. Cause there's no mortgage loan or anything. This is just a credit card. Actually, is all it is, and they're getting $500,000 charged on it and going on spending it. And then getting re-upped again. Where's that money coming from? It's coming from our accounts, our birth accounts,
Here's
accounts.
Another thing. Here's another thing. That means I would have to go back and be homeless again because I would lose my apartment.
No, you're missing the point here.
No,
you're missing
wouldn't.
The point.
No,
Ed,
no,
I'll have to explain this to you, brother. I'll send you information on it. You have it a little bit. No, you're not losing that. But I'm not losing.
I'm just telling.
You're not going to lose anything.
Screw you. I am a sovereign. I'm a live man on the land. Leave me alone. And give me my money.
Exactly.
There's a little bit more work to it. And there's a lot more. Like we keep saying, there's a lot more.
Well, I know there's some work to it, but, you know, I'm just saying. Yeah, basically,
it's gotta
that's what you're going to be
the
telling
right
them.
Manner,
screw off.
But once you're done, you're done. I mean, you don't have to worry about you don't have to worry anymore. And that sounds kind of cliche, but that's the point we're getting at, and we want to get to as being our own master of our own domain.
Yes, just harm no one after that.
And Ed, one of the key things, and I'm real big on the honor and the education.
Mm-hmm.
We're jumping way ahead of ourselves with mm-hmm. the information they're revealing. They're trying to do it in a manner that everyone can do this. Slow enough, and if we keep jumping ahead and not understanding each step, it's not going to make sense as you go along and get to that point. But they are testing it in court and testing it before they release any of the information, and they're not withholding anything. They're testing it and
making
sure that
not withholding anything. If I had my way, I'd put everything out there right now. But we're
well, I mean, as soon as things come available, please let me know, because I could use a nice retirement.
Well, we all can.
I'm 56. I could use a nice retirement.
Well, we'll work towards that, Ed. We got another caller on the line, brother. I got it rolling. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Sweet man, do something nice for yourself, and Yahweh bless you all. Thank you.
Yahweh bless you too, brother. Mark in Florida. Mark.
Yes, thank you for letting me in.
Yes, sir.
You brought the term earlier where we are infants, I suppose, to them.
Yes.
Whatever that is. I want to know how they are not also an infant, and how an infant can get another infant. Does that make sense?
They as in what? The banks and politicians?
I can barely hear you.
They as into who we are infants to is I think the question.
Well, no. How can an infant? If I'm an infant, this guy in a uniform calling himself a cop, and this guy in a robe calling himself a judge, and this politician is also an infant.
Well, no, they're above.
How can they?
They're above
okay.
The system. They're above the system. That's why the judges and officers of the court, they're above the system. They're above that.
How?
And politicians certainly are above it, because they're protected in their sense in their political realm.
Because they're competent and they already know what's going on. That's
they already know what's going on.
Yeah.
They already know what's going on. You know, look back at
okay, so you're saying just by them saying so and having and paying the guys to play army to enforce their stuff is how they got it, is what you're saying.
Yep.
Conquest.
Because a guy named Jim is getting out of bed, stepping in a phone booth and hopping back out and calling himself Superman, and he gets to knock me down because I did something that somebody else told him I couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is also an infant in their world. So he has to have the same numbers as I got. And the judge
get into politicians and that's in their protected world. This is really a need to know basis.
It's
really
a dream.
It is a dream, but the problem is it's real. That's the problem with it. It's something that's so silly and so ridiculous to some degree that here we are, adults, and we're minor incompetents,
well,
and we don't even know it.
I'm making sense then. That they are the same. I'm breaking up. Ooh, excuse my English. I hope it broke up. Am I there?
You're there, though. Go ahead.
Okay. We got an infant attacking us. We got to find out how Jim, where does Jim get his authority and go from there and work his way up? Because, Jim, if you don't have authority, then I got a claim against you trespassing upon me, and you know, we can call it rape, the original rape, but nothing sexual, but being held without your consent is basically rape.
That's not an infant holding you. That's your daycare worker.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a way to look at it. And you know, the reason that we're oversimplifying these comparisons to what these people are.
They got to be able to claim. What I'm saying is they got to be able to claim to grab a hold of you and bring you in front of this guy called a judge.
Well, we're under martial law, man. We've been under martial law for 140-some years.
Well, and they got a judge backing out of it in admiralty law, so we're lost at sea anyhow.
Yeah.
They have to disclose that at court, at your hearing. They've got to disclose that to continue on holding you.
No, because everything's implied or, what is it? Another word.
Trade secret.
Presumed?
Yeah.
Presumed.
Trade secret.
Trade secret. I mean, I was talking to somebody a couple weeks ago who has had a lot of success here in Oregon with the courts and foreclosures in his end. And I learned something very valuable from him. And he said, if you're in court, when a judge asks you your name, you say, who are you talking to, the man or the person? I wish I would have known that three years ago. I mean, I've learned. I walked into the court totally naive to what was going on, and now I look back and I think, oh my God, that's you know. And when you realize that they're operating under admiralty and that you're lost at sea, and then you throw on top that they're not even acting in a judicial manner; they're acting in an administrative manner under commerce and merchant, and that we're expected to be a merchant. It's like, oh, geez, okay. Let's get the hell out of that.
Let's go into equity
where we need to be.
Your first words are to the judge, thank you, Jim, for fishing me out. You saved me. I'm alive. I'm here talking to you. Now swear that I ain't talking to you, Jim.
Well, you know, this whole minor issue, it really does mess with your mind a little bit to think about it and think about how they manipulate it and how it is being manipulated. And it's being, you know, now that I know what's going on, I understand what's going on, now I see all the little tidbits that are laid along the trail for us. But, boy, I mean, it's a huge, huge secret to lay everything on. I mean, it's pretty flimsy when you get down to the end of the day.
All right, brother, do you have any last closing thoughts? We have another caller we have to get to, and we're running out of time.
Yeah, thank you. I was just saying, it sure is a lot of documents I got to look up that they made up to set me free.
I know. It's frustrating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's what it takes for me to be a Roman citizen. Mike in Kentucky. Mike.
I got kind of knocked off of sequence there.
Sorry about that.
I think what I was originally called about has kind of went long down the chain of thoughts here, but at the time that this stuff kept happening to our, and we keep getting further and further away from the de jure government, a lot of these folks had regret afterwards, feeling like they were duped, like Woodrow Wilson. You know, I think you guys mentioned 1913 sometime an hour ago, but he said something to that effect, and that seems to me that that's prima facie evidence there that the obligations that he got into are odious debt, and there was constructive fraud. So,
absolutely,
that's a good
base
to build on. I mean, but and everything kind of grew out of that. But there's all these; they keep coming up with multiple layers of national emergency, and under this idea of remedy, there's provisions to administer the emergency. And it seems to me that's another venue. If you somehow can't punch your way out of the paper bag and stand as one of the expression I've heard is man upon the soil.
Yes.
You know, that's where you're trying to reach, is to be a man upon the soil. And
right.
That what you said, you know, who are you talking to?
You're drowning your vessel.
Who are you talking to, Judge? Or what are you talking to?
That's what you do have special parents filing you can make with them and say, hey, wait a minute, where's your authority? Where's your subject matter jurisdiction? Where's your venue?
There you go.
Kentucky, and I'm sure in a lot of other states that were declared to have a Republican form to be added to the government, to the union, they had to have a Republican form. You should have the unquestionable right to demand a pre-plea bill of particulars for both the nature and the cause, which are not synonyms. So you need to know the nature of the court, the nature of the charges. Is it administrative or equity or admiralty? What the heck is this court? Now, if you go in there like people used to and try to point out that the attorney general said that gold fringe is an admiralty corruption, they're just going to say that's frivolous, you know.
Yep.
But it's frivolous because it's obvious. I think.
Yes, sir. And I'm sorry, Mike, but we've run out of time. But Ken Dose is going to be on with us. We're going to have him on regularly.
Yeah.
And we hope that you enjoyed tonight's show and listened. Then we're going to have
Friday evening. I should be able to listen, I'm hoping.
I'm looking forward to having more listeners in on this kind of content.
Cool.
Ken, thank you for joining us tonight. Can you tell folks real quick where they can reach you?
You can reach me at either my Facebook page, Ken Dost, D-O-S-T, or mortgage equals copyright derivative, and that's with the equal sign. And there is lots of files, lots of diagrams. It's a smorgasbord of documents.
I thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And, Lori, thank you for joining us tonight. God bless all of you out there. We will see you again. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Message.